Welcome to the happiest podcast on earth.
Jambo, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of the happiest podcast on earth, which is brought to you by Magic Candle Company. If you are looking to bring home the scents of some of your favorite theme parks, head to magiccandlecompany.com and use promo code HPOE for 15% off of your purchase today. In today's episode, we have ourselves a Hunter game day, ladies and gentlemen, Hunter game day. It's been a while, so I'm super excited. If you're a fan of our show, make sure to check out happiestpodcastonearth.com. And for those of you looking for extra content, check out patreon.com/happiestpodcastonearth to join our happiest army so you can listen to all sorts of bonus episodes, join our live virtual hangouts, and more. Once again, welcome to the show, everyone. My name is Jarrett Fenema, and joining me around the table for this week's episode, we have Lindsay Farmer.
Hello.
We've got Andrew Bailey.
What up?
We've got Corey Benty.
There he is.
And the one and only Hunter Hazen.
Hey!
All right, let's go. Time to go around the table, let the listeners know of anything that is on our minds. Per usual, I will get things started here. Patreon. So I like to talk about our future Patreon items. So this weekend, so if you are listening to this, when we open the episode on October 1st, which is this Sunday, we are going to be joining virtually together so that we can watch the NFL game, which is at 9:30 a.m. on Sunday, October 1st. They are doing a special episode, or I guess a special game, that is going to be set as the game is like in Andy's bedroom and the football players are all toys. It's going to be very interesting. If you haven't seen the commercial for it, check it out on YouTube or something. I'm sure it's up there, but this can be really cool. So NFL is partnering with Pixar to do this, and we figured why not just make this a virtual event. So we're going to wake up, we're going to get our coffee, get some breakfast. Andrew, maybe a Bloody Mary.
I don't know. Well, it depends. Are you doing it over here? Because if you are, if we're doing this here at our place, you know, Ansley will always have the Bloody Marys ready for you.
This is true. Always prepared. So there is potential. But yeah, so get ready for it. It's a lot of fun. So yeah, nice little virtual hangout October 1st. If you're listening past then, don't worry about it. And then I also just wanted to mention, y'all, I just said it. October 1st is on its way. The best month of the year is approaching, and I'm super stoked. October's the best.
October it really is.
The best. I love the fall vibes. I love it. It's great. We got scary movie season. I'll be watching probably a scary movie every night before I go to bed. We got little, you know, the cabins are going to be all decorated soon. All the campsites at Disney. It's a vibe.
What else are we doing?
My birthday.
Yeah. What are we doing for your birthday, Jarrett?
Oh, there's a lot going on. Don't you worry. It's in the works. We'll let them know.
Oh, okay. I see.
Probably closer. So we're going to have a lot of fun with it, but yeah. Happy October, everyone. Soon.
All-Star Movies Room 233 at the Herbie the Love Bug Building.
Oh, my gosh.
Remember that? Jared, don't tell people where
everybody
you're staying.
Everybody was, like, panicking. I'm like, we're going to be fine, guys. We have, like, five listeners.
And then it was really weird. There was, like, these five people just showed up at the door. And
it was great.
It was interesting.
Andrew, they were called housekeepers. They were there to clean the room. Guys, not everybody at once.
They asked me if they could make the bed. It was weird.
Yeah, these weird listeners. I knew you shouldn't have given out the room number. Andrew, they're there to clean the room, man. but no, that's it. That's all I really have. The only other thing. So we have decided that once a month we're going to try to spin our wheel of Disney experiences is what we're calling it right now. So we're just trying to get all these different things so that we can review these things. We have a lot of things at Disney that I feel like, at least for me, I've never done before. So I figured this is kind of a cool way where once a month, if we can just spin the random wheel, we'll see what we get. And then we're going to try to get some good content for you, get a good review of it. This past week, Lindsay and I just went to Captain Cook's. That was the very first thing that landed. So I've been to Captain Cook's many of times. It's never a disappointment for me. So this was very, I was pumped that that was the first one because it's like, yeah, I'll go eat at Captain Cook's again at Polynesian. So I don't know. We haven't really come out with a video yet, have we, Linz?
Yes, we did.
Oh, cool. All right. I got to go watch it. So
I posted it today. So I guess by the time this comes out, Monday. So let me say, if you're not following us on TikTok, you need to go follow us on TikTok.
Follow us on TikTok.
Instagram, are we going to spin the wheel now?
We want. We can spin the wheel. I think it's
time for our... I just want to spin the wheel. The
yeah, it's time for October 1, which, wait till you see my setup. I kind of made this like, I don't know if I should just share my screen, but Hunter's the host. Look at the wheel. Oh. So for podcast listeners, you can't see this. I created this massive randomizer wheel of like literally every restaurant, resort stays. We got many, you know, recreation stuff. We've got all this thing. So we're going to see. I'm going to spin the wheel right now. So this is... Here
Are
we
you
go.
Still going to spin it three times like you did before?
No.
Just.
Oh, it's on. Here we go.
Good. Give me a stay at Beach Club this or something.
Big. No, it very well could. We'll see. Contempo Cafe. That's easy. Aww. That's easy enough. That's okay. We're starting light and we're getting heavier, but that's okay.
Didn't we all go there not that long ago when we did
that? I love that we're just disappointed that
we did
like
for
Grand Floridian.
When Jarrett's birthday came, or when Jarrett's family came down.
We did it on the Monterey crawl.
Yeah, we did.
Yes, we did. So Contempo Cafe will be next. Another small one, but again, we'll, you know, never know.
See,
never know.
I'm excited because I'm a basic drinker and they have my antioxidant lemonade drink there. So I'm perfectly happy with that.
There it is.
Already a good
basic
video.
Drinker. So there you go. That's all I have. Do you guys have anything before we get started?
I already made my TikTok pitch, so I'm good.
I moved into a new apartment.
Yeah, dude.
We have downsized. But we're alone. It's just me and Ansley. So if it is echoey in here, I apologize. I don't have a studio anymore. And by that, I mean I don't have a guest room anymore.
Is it weird or is it still like you're adjusting?
No, I mean, here's the thing is like it was really cool. Sorry, I got like crap in my throat.
She's gonna be okay.
Choked up, man.
Yeah.
No, I'm good. It's just like,
sorry, man.
Just stuff draining.
No studio. No guest room. Where all my friends stay when they come to visit.
Oh, it's don't worry. Don't worry. The couch that y'all slept on is still there.
Yeah, that's an epic couch. I do love that couch.
Yeah, it's sitting right there right now. Waylon is currently sleeping on it.
There we go.
But no, really excited about it. I think the best part about the entire thing is I moved the couch and that's it. Jarrett moved everything else.
Can I just tell you how this went down? So
hang on, but you got to tell the actual reason why, because there is a legitimate reason.
You start with the reason why.
So I texted Jarrett being like, hey, man, you think you can help? Because it's basically just going to be me and Brett and like, I'm going to have to lift up most of everything. And I had a really, really busy week too. Like I worked 6 days this week. I got off at like 12 or I got off at 1 a.m. the night before. I was like, this is going to suck. Well, we wake up and Ansley's car won't accelerate. So we found out some things. And actually, Jared, did I tell you what we found out was wrong with it?
Wait, did they give you a verdict?
Oh, I mean, they told us what was wrong with it. And then they said, we can't fix it here. We took it to Firestone. It needs a new turbo. It needs a new radiator, like a whole new thing. It needs new hoses.
Are you just going to sell the thing or what are we doing?
I don't know yet. She took it to Mazda and we're just going to see what happens. And
that leads
see
into
exactly
our newest
much.
Sponsor, Mazda. If you're looking to get
some, some.
Wait, that sucks.
Yeah, it does. So we left it and we needed a tow truck. So I have AAA, so I called AAA, and they were like, oh, it should be about an hour. So I told Jarrett and I told my other buddy Caleb, hey, why don't you guys wait like another 30 minutes, chill out before you come over. I should be done with this at 9. It says it's going to get here right at like 8:50. So give yourself some time, you know, no rush. 9 o'clock rolls around. Nothing. Ansley goes and gets the truck. They get back, they start loading stuff. I was there for 3 hours and not a speck of news. I called them twice. They said, hey, they're on their way. They finally called me back. After at this point, I'm like, I'm done. Like, when they call me, if they need to sit for a couple minutes, they got to sit for a couple minutes. I don't care. I've waited long enough. So I had start heading back, and they call me as soon as they're done. And we're like, hey, so the people we sent over aren't coming anymore. So we're getting you a new person. So in total, that was about, what would you say, like 4.5 hours?
Had to have been pretty close. Yeah.
Meanwhile, Jarrett and Caleb moved everything into the truck. I got over to the apartment where like they were. I unloaded the couch. They call. He's like, hey, I'm 5 minutes out. I said, okay, I'll be right back. By the time I got back, just about everything, if not everything, was in the apartment.
Pretty much everything. Yeah. Yeah. That was, it was a lot.
So I put Jarrett to work.
You did.
Now, do you want, you want to tell your part now?
Well, the best part was you got there right when we were bringing this, like getting ready to bring this stuff over. And then you disappeared after like 5 minutes. And we're like, okay, Andrew left again when we have to take everything out of the truck and bring it upstairs to the second floor. So Caleb and I were doing that the whole time. And then when we're done, we just were wrapping up. Andrew's like, oh, don't worry, guys. And then he just comes in with pizza. And we're like, thanks, Andrew, for caring pizza.
It wasn't just that. I went to pizza. Two stores to find them ranch water because that's what they said they wanted
ranch
to drink.
Water and pizza. That's
And I was going to offer more because I hate when it's like, hey, like, don't worry, like, I'll get you like pizza and beer. It's like, I'm a grown man. If I want pizza and beer, I'll get
that's
it
like
myself.
College kid stuff of like.
All it really was is I thought it was going to take longer. So I was like, at least like a little break in the day. But I'm also one of those people, I cash my favors in all at one time. So I call everybody to help me move. Anybody else, like, you need a ride to the airport, whatever. I got you. I will take you. Come October, that's when I'm cashing my favor in.
That was, it was a good time. We had fun with it still. It was a good workout. Glad I set my alarm for 7 a.m. just to wake up and have to deal with all that. But thanks, bro.
But you know what? The real fun was the friends we made along the way and the football we watched after we moved.
We did watch some football. We did watch some football. I will say that. Yeah, all right. No. Well, there you go. New place. This is a new Andrew. This is a new Andrew and Ansley. This is
a new chapter.
It's going to be, yeah.
I'm it's sober tough, now.
Tough to not have any roommates anymore, and they're just a couple doors down now. So it's
just... I've been sober for 13 seconds too. So like,
this is awesome.
This is a new life.
Oh gosh.
There we go. All right. Anybody else? Anything? We good?
I'd say so.
Okay. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is. Wait, let me make sure. I think Bash is asleep. Here. Oh shoot.
Let's try that again.
He just woke up. Oh no.
Seabass just woke
up.
No,
I'm just kidding. It is game day here. I was testing out my mic.
It didn't work.
It's okay. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Everybody knows what is said. But let me tell you what. Just a little preface here before this game day. I'm a little peeved today, a little PO'd. Let me tell you why.
Oh,
I got some Chick-fil-A on my way home. Got the mac and cheese side. And they didn't give me a fork with my mac and cheese. So I had to wait till I got home before I was able to eat that and wasn't able to like do the whole steering wheel. It was like 10, 15 minutes. But still, I was ready for that mac. I didn't get it. So that just kind of leaked into my game day here. So I'm extra peeved. I think I'm going to do something extra just crazy here. I'm going to kick one of y'all out right now. One person is not playing today. And that person...
Wait, I'm nervous.
...is Andrew Bailey. You are the weakest link.
What is happening?
Let me tell you why. Because wait, this game out? Day, this is a very special series. This game day is called Who is Andrew's Best Friend? Because my man Andrew answered some questions. A little bit ago about some of his things, some of his preferences.
Gosh.
And the three of you today will be competing to see who knows Andrew the best.
Oh,
I'm losing
the title of his best friend.
This is sad because I I do know you, but my memory sucks, so I don't know.
Oh, boy. Mm-mm. Well.
No excuses.
Series of questions here. Andrew is already locked in his answers. What y'all are going to do, y'all can talk. Y'all can all talk. Andrew, you just can't say what your answer was. You can have basic discussion, but you can't drop any hints. All of y'all can discuss, and all of y'all will text me your answer to each question to lock it in before I say, okay, it's time to lock it in. So y'all can try to lead each other astray. You can try to plant seeds in the other person's mind, seeds of doubt, to try to say, oh, Andrew likes this, and then say something to me completely different. Do whatever you want. But whatever you text to me is the final answer. Everybody has my number except Lindsay. So don't say a phone number on the podcast. Jarrett, can you text Lindsay my phone number, please?
Yeah, I got you.
Thank you. Okay.
Room 233 at the Herbie Look and all stuff movies.
Dodge the bullet there. Just
very generous. All right,
but Andrew, you still very much will be a part of this game day. You'll be able Yay! To chat, discuss, defend your answers, have a little fun as we go.
Are these Disney questions about
They're
Andrew?
All Disney related, specifically. Okay, good.
Disney properly. Just want to make sure we're staying on theme here.
Some are easier than others.
What is Andrew's least favorite car?
I'm just going to log off and just call it a night.
No. All right. So I'm just gonna get started here. Is it, Lindsay, do you have my number from Jared?
No, it's coming.
Jared's
up.
Already sabotaging me.
He's gonna send you the wrong number. And I'm gonna be like, still waiting on Lindsay. Forfeit. Okay.
All right.
Hey, who did I send his number to?
But do y'all three get the rules, right? We get a question.
Right, we're good.
Just guessing Andrew's.
It's basically like stuff. What is Andrew's preference of the question? And then you'll text me what your answer is. And then we'll chat about it, discuss, and we'll go from there. So whoever has the most points at the end is Andrew's best friend. We'll just say that. And if you didn't come on the episode, Nick, Mel, AJ, Mark, y'all, you, it's obvious y'all just weren't Andrew's best friend. So
Nick's going to be so upset.
he might.
He'll be happy to listen and learn more about Andrew, though.
Even though he stole $150 from him.
We're gonna learn a lot about Andrew here. We're gonna learn a lot about Andrew. So question number one. Oh, and because you'd be Andrew's best friend if you win the game day, I think Andrew said he is buying the prize for today's episode. It is a three-night stay at the Grand Floridian with a Victoria and Albert's dinner.
Nice.
Andrew's buying. So
valid from December of 2033 to December of 2024.
Yep. He's gonna put that money in a bond and open it up later. Hopefully he gains a couple bucks to put towards it. But all right, here we go. Question number one. What margarita is Andrew getting if he was standing there right now at La Cava? You can look up the menu if you want.
Oh,
for the proper name. But what margarita is Andrew getting right now? Oh, also, in the order that you text me your answers, if you text me the answer first and it's correct, you get 3 points.
Oh,
you text me the answer second and you're correct, you get 2 points.
With it, but you want to make sure
you text me the answer third and you're correct, you get 1 point. So first correct answer gets 3. Second gets 2, third gets 1. That kind of keeps the pace going a little bit.
See, I'm mad because we were just at La Cava not that long ago, and I don't remember what he ordered.
Nothing.
You didn't order anything?
No, I did not.
Are you sure?
Oh, that's sad.
Funds were tight, and I did not need to spend the money.
All right. I know. Here's the thing. I know mine that I would go with, and Andrew never really gets the same one I do, so I know it's not that one. I don't think he's maybe.
See, I have no idea. So I
Shoot.
Feel like
it's wild how Jarrett would have definitely known this had he joined the last Tipsy Talk.
Oh,
okay.
Or if anyone would
ring. Well, sorry, you record listeners. At like noon on a Tuesday when I'm working.
Well, I will let you
he's
know.
Getting tipsy at noon on a Tuesday. You,
I'm just guessing.
Yeah, I feel good about this. No, I don't.
If I just right. keep guessing Answers everything incoming. On the menu.
Well, you get one submission. One submission.
Ah, dang. Okay.
Jarrett, we're still waiting on you. You are the last.
Okay, I'm last. All right.
All right.
I don't think it's
Andrew.
It's not. Okay.
Do you remember all these, Andrew? Do you want me to send you this list back?
I do. Well, I need you to remember your own answers. I need you to send me one.
I'm just gonna send you the list.
This one.
No,
Andrew, you can give us your answer though.
It's because we didn't know the name.
Please. Oh, well that mine's not this one.
Not for this one. Not for this one.
I was gonna say I'm screwed because this one's easy.
All right, Andrew, you can now reveal what your answer is for this one.
Come on.
It was the La Flaca.
Shoot.
Oh.
Not even on the menu.
It's not even on the menu.
It's not on the menu.
No, it's not on the Disney My Disney Experience app. Gosh. It's not on the My Disney Experience app, but it's on the main menu. Like when you go up to it. No. When you go up and you look at the menu at the restaurant, the La Flaca is on.
Thank God.
My gosh. Well, we had Blood Orange from Jarrett, Blood Orange from Lindsay, and El Diablo from Corey. And obviously,
I feel less stupid than Garrett.
Yeah,
I love in the instructions for this. Just take a look at the menu.
You could if that.
Only
hell.
The one in La Cava.
Well,
I want to know what you would have said, Hunter, because you were all even wrong on my second one, which I know is on the website.
Wild
Your
one,
second one,
the wild one would be the.
I know. I was torn between Wild One and Blood Orange. I
agreed. All right. Yeah. Well, wow. Didn't take long
look
for
at the menu.
Yeah, didn't take long for the conspiracies to start on this one. Next question. Nobody got that one right.
Inside Club 33. If you've never been in there, this might be difficult.
What is the secret menu at Club 33 item that Andrew most likes to try?
Andrew's had about four times in his life.
Okay. Question two.
I will give out bonus points for certain answers.
Whoa. Excuse me.
Oh,
this is not yours.
Andrew just coming in hot.
Andrew can elect to designate two questions as bonus questions worth double the points at any time.
Yay.
All right. Here we go. Andrew can only go to one park for the rest of his life. One Disney park for the rest of his life. All Disney parks. Which one would he be choosing?
All Disney parks.
One Disney park. For the rest of his life.
I have said it on the podcast. I have also said it.
Okay. Locked in. I'm locked in.
I've said it to multiple people, actually.
All right, everybody. That was quick. Those were three quick answers. Andrew,
did we all
say
the same?
You may now reveal your answer.
That would be Disney's California Adventure.
Yeah.
Jarrett was correct with California Adventure. Corey guessed Magic Kingdom. Lindsay guessed Disneyland.
Oh, close.
Number two would be Epcot.
Epcot. Wow. I was torn between Epcot and DCA, but
that's
DCA
tough.
Sounded.
I actually asked Hunter, I said, are we talking Disney World or all of them? And he said, you can do all.
We can do all. Yeah.
Why not be broad?
I agree, Andrew. DCA is my fave.
You get all the perks of everything. They even have a food and wine there.
I do feel like DCA has a massive variety.
Yeah.
All kinds of great stuff.
I love DCA.
Buffalo chicken dish I got that night.
Oh, goodness. Ooh. After
well, y'all
skipped out on
World
Sky School.
No.
And you were watching from just a different angle.
That mac and cheese cone. I don't mean to bring up mac and cheese when you're all peeved, Hunter, but mac and cheese cone.
It's delicious.
DCA.
And I didn't get it because I ate that freaking bread
you
bowl
ate a lot.
Full of cheese.
You ate a lot.
And I was bloated the whole time.
Yeah.
I was like, no matter how much I want that mac and cheese cone, I just can't do it. But yeah, shout out to Corey for any time a show started on that trip. Corey's like, I'm going to watch it from over there. And he just
And just bounce.
That's cool. That's cool.
Which, okay, really random about that. How funny is it that we were watching Logan, who was one of our Patreon members, he vlogged the whole thing. They vlogged the Magic Happens parade and you pan over and you see Corey standing by the parade just watching.
I hate parades.
It was literally, you could just see Corey and we're like, dude, Corey is such a crapper, dude. He just waited for them.
It's all right. We know.
Not true.
But all right. Question number three. What is Andrew's favorite of the three all-star resorts?
Oh.
Bonus question.
Oh, worth double the points.
If you can tell me the correct section specifically.
Oh my gosh. There's a caveat.
I'm gonna go
bonus question. If you can tell me what does that mean? What do they get if they get the specific section? They get double points?
Double points. Like that would be like the double points. If you can name the correct hotel and the section that goes with that hotel, that is my favorite.
Wow. Okay.
Damn it.
Interesting. Still waiting on one.
Wait, I don't want to do it for that one. I just looked at one of the other questions. So no, I don't want to use the double points.
This is not how this works.
Can I have three? Can I have three?
Sure, you can have three.
Okay.
I didn't know how you wanted to word that.
All right. The answers are in.
Damn.
Andrew, please reveal your answer to the question.
It is All-Star Sports.
Gosh.
Specifically.
That's literally the worst one.
Baseball.
Baseball. Nobody got that right. We had
that's a hot take. That's a horrible
movie.
I love baseball. Shut up.
Yeah, Lindsay said movies.
Well. I don't sports.
Movies, Mighty Ducks. Jarrett said movies, Toy Story. Corey said music, Broadway. Okay.
Oh, it's just Corey. Wonderful.
Second would be baseball. Music, and it's the Caribbean one because that is where they have most of the suites.
Okay.
Like S U I T E S or S W E E T S?
S U I T E S.
Oh, okay.
I almost guessed like a candy the Mighty store. Ducks one as well, Linz. I was very
Mighty
close
Ducks
to
is
the
a good
Ducks.
One.
Yeah, I almost went that route.
The All Star movies is the best one out of the three. I just need to say that. That's all.
Nobody got that one right. We're going on to the next question now. Jarrett's sitting at number one for Andrew's best friend at 3 points.
Way to go, buddy.
Andrew. I'm not asking you this question, but you answered this question, so I'm asking everybody else. Would Andrew rather ride Kilimanjaro Safaris at daytime or nighttime? Daytime or nighttime?
Was I first to respond?
Jarrett was first to respond.
Yeah, let's go.
Damn, I was quick, too.
All right, let's all go. The answers are in. Andrew?
Daytime.
Yeah.
I could.
Jarrett and Corey got it right. Lindsay, I'm sorry. I guess nighttime.
I can't use all three of my things back to back. So that's why I did not get the bonus for this one.
What time specifically? Name a time.
Be first thing in the morning.
Yes.
Yeah, what time? Name one.
Let's go. We're staying at a hotel and we got the 30 minutes extra. Like it'd be during extra magic hours.
What time is it?
All right, we'll say 8.
I didn't.
Oh,
damn.
Cool.
I said 9 a.m. I said 9 a.m.
All right. Next one. Would Andrew rather take the monorail or the Skyliner? Monorail or the Skyliner?
Yeah, here we go.
Okay. Easy there, Corey.
We know in his past. Well,
my gosh,
those provide excellent workouts.
Not okay. All the answers are in, Andrew.
All right,
specifically,
all the answers are in.
Yeah,
what car?
This is going to be a two-parter.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's one. What one did it happen in?
No.
What
the answer is the monorail.
Oh,
you can get. Did nobody get it?
No, everybody gets Skyliner. Why do you think?
My bonus question is going to be guess my favorite one.
Oh, you're such a gentleman now.
So the bonus is what color?
What is my favorite
color? Color monorail.
I don't care. This ruined all of us.
This is a redemption.
Yeah,
this is redemption here.
Poor Pua.
Poor Pua. If you ride in the Pua Skyrail, you're in trouble.
Just make sure you sit on the north side, not the south side.
An apartment, and all of a sudden,
it don't matter what side it was.
Okay,
guys, you guys are gonna get me like banned from Disney. Like nothing happened. All right, we made out. It's not a big deal.
Oh my god, Corey, what color monorail?
Funny thing about making it, it's probably. Cyan.
Can you? Oh, yeah. Okay. See, Corey guesses cyan. Andrew, what is your favorite color monorail?
Black.
Oh my gosh. Nobody like, got that right.
How does no one know that? I talk about it all the time.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
I have a tweet.
I had a conversation about a black monorail.
All right.
Yeah, when did this happen?
I love that one so much.
I went opposite. I said lime green.
All right.
Oh my God, that's awful.
My goal at this point is just to get one right.
Yeah, let's get on to our next question here. Another either or, so the odds are good for everybody.
Oh, great.
Would Andrew rather take a Disney bus or Uber?
Oh.
Hunter, how do you think you'd be doing in this?
I was 100% for sure.
No, like what's actually, more, like I'm curious. Efficient? Like, what do you think?
I should have filled one out on my own just for fun, but I think I'd be doing pretty good.
Which ones would you know you've gotten wrong?
I'm running a game day here, buddy.
I'm just curious as to see if you like, you know.
Let's go through every question again, Hunter, and don't mind giving me yours.
We'll talk about it after. Anyways, all the answers are in, Andrew. Bus or Uber yourself?
Which Disney bus.
Oh my.
God damn, I suck.
Wait, you got that one wrong?
Wait, really?
Yeah. Jarrett was the only one who guessed bus. Lindsay and Lori both guessed Uber.
If I can ever take Disney transportation, I will. It just makes me happy.
What do you mean? You don't want Joe Schmo from New York driving the Uber?
No.
All right. Let's keep
going. We're looking good.
Andrew decides he wants it to be a bonus. Jeez.
No, we're looking good.
All right. This next one, if Andrew had to either ride, so this is, okay, listen, hear me out here.
Uh-oh.
His entire life on every Disney attraction he ever goes on, would he rather have to sit in the front row always or the back row always?
Oh. What is your heart telling you?
Front row always or back row always?
Whatever. Of rides. Okay.
All right. All the answers are in, Andrew.
It is the front.
Oh, no.
Lindsay and Corey got that one right. Lindsay was first with 3 points. Jarrett did not get that one right. He said the back.
Why is it the front?
Yeah, why?
Enjoy Thunder Mountain in the front.
Well, Astro Orbiter in the front.
I think it's one of those things that if you can only do something one time, like I want to like take it all in and see it. I don't need it to go.
I thought it was fast. Multiple times as much as you want.
No, just like, I mean, well, no, I just always have to ride in the front.
Hunter, what
no,
did you
he
say?
He always has to ride in the front.
No, it's I always have to ride
it
in the front.
It wasn't the amount of times he could ride anything. It was always
but
in the front.
Your excuse is if you could only ride it once.
But I'm saying, like, let's say I go to Tokyo.
You'd be in
Disney
Runaway Land. Railway in the back, Rise of the Resistance in the back.
Peter Pan in the back.
Smuggler's Run in the back.
Okay, Peter Pan.
You know what I mean? Like, I...
Wait, Peter Pan in the back. You can't be in the back on Peter Pan.
Did I say Peter Pan?
Yes, you did.
Oh, no. I meant, I don't know what I meant.
Lap sitting.
In the back on Mansion.
I'm just hanging over the car.
On the back of the Doom Buggy.
The back hanging, on Nemo.
Hanging off the back of the clamshell.
All right. Well, I got it wrong. Good job.
Okay. Next
I'm
one.
Glad they
next
got a 50-50,
one.
Right?
Next one here, Mission Space orange or green?
Oh,
if Andrew
gosh.
Has the choice.
I feel like I regret my answer. Oh, well.
Orange or
if
green?
If he has the choice.
If he has the choice.
You feel like you need to go back on it. You can send it and be like, actually lock this one in.
No, that's not acceptable.
No.
Andrew, you have this idea that you can control what's happening here, but you can't, sir. But all right. All the answers are in, Andrew.
Dang it. I think I got this wrong.
Go ahead.
Orange.
Damn it. I am just
Jared,
sucking.
Why did you say green? Just wait, you were hoping
who
that.
Who wants to ever do that? That's just
the
stupid.
Orange mission
that's
is
the stupidest
lame.
Thing I've ever heard.
It's so lame. I'm saying between the two, I would rather do orange.
Congrats.
They do neither. And I will never do either.
I honestly, wow. That would have been my answer. And I hope people get that as neither.
Yeah, Sam with neither. I hate that red.
Dang.
That's well, I've lost my lead. I lost my lead.
All right.
Just like a straight series of monthly get to know the cast type episodes where like the 15 things that you like the most. This
we've been Hunter, doing a lot of this. It's good.
Hunter Game Day featuring these random questions.
Just learning. Just learning.
You got me thinking. You got me thinking here.
Quick score update. Jared has 9. Corey has 6. Lindsay has 6.
Let's go. They're catching up. They're
6,
catching up.
6, and 9 there. Hey. All right. Andrew, next question. What is Andrew's favorite trackless dark ride?
Oh, gosh. Trackless? Is this...
Trackless, that is going to be dark Rise ride. Of the Resistance, Ratatouille,
Railway,
Mickey and Minnie's,
nice.
Winnie the Pooh in Disneyland.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, Winnie the Pooh in Disneyland.
Wait, no, it's not.
What?
That's yeah, it same... is.
No, it's not.
Oh, that is.
Oh no, Winnie the Pooh in Shanghai. There's one.
I'm gonna say
there is a Winnie the Pooh that is trackless.
I've only done 3 of them. I'll tell you that much. I've only done one of those 3.
I'm going to get effed with this one. I'm getting balls to the wall here.
All right.
I'm going balls to the wall.
I miss that Corey laugh.
I like that laugh.
All right, all the answers are in. Andrew, what's your answer there, buddy?
Rise of the Resistance.
That's bull. That seems so obvious.
Lindsay and Corey got that right. Jared got it wrong. You? Jared guessed Ratatouille.
Oh my God. That's
I feel
my
like
least.
It's Lindsay and
that's
Corey versus Jared. Right?
That's why I went balls to the wall. That seems so obvious. That's a stupid question.
I feel like Rise is pretty much a layup right there. But
yeah, anyways. That's why I think too much about this stuff sometimes.
All right, let's keep it going. Is Andrew going, if he has the choice, Buzz Lightyear or Toy Story Midway Mania?
I swear.
Buzz Lightyear. Or Toy Story.
Oh, damn.
You're on
Midway.
You're lay off the weed if you say the other one.
What?
This is such an easy answer
lay off
to anything.
The weed.
I know. I went with like my gut and I regretted it the second I hit send.
There's no way anybody should ever say the other one.
All right. Andrew, the answers are in.
That would be Toy Story.
Yes.
Mania.
Yes.
Oh, shut up. Okay. Then I was thinking of someone else. Okay.
That's AJ.
You're thinking of AJ.
Yeah, I'm thinking of AJ. I got it right.
I shit on that ride all the time. Pardon
yeah,
my
it's bad. Sorry. No, it's all good. Whatever.
I think it is the worst. I mean, especially if you go to Disneyland and you ride Astro Blasters, it's so much better. Men in Black, it is the worst shooting game in Florida.
I don't necessarily think that's true about
Men in Black.
No.
Astro Blasters being better.
Yeah,
cool. Well,
I don't like that.
I no, can't tell what red dot is mine.
You can't
I
ride the gun off
I
and
can't,
aim.
You can't, yeah,
I
no...
get hosed.
Oh. Yeah, Corey had like 3 Corey's... points.
This also, I like a challenge, and I can I like having something to work for, but I get Galactic Hero every time, so it's just boring.
Oh,
I have never gotten
Galactic
Hero.
Here we go.
It hurts my soul.
I get it every
I like
time. It's just so boring.
I'm never challenged because I always get the top score.
Now I play with my eyes closed to make it harder. All right. Next one here. Good answers there. Lindsay's been on a hot streak. Of the last 4 questions, she's been the first one to get them right. So
damn it.
She's on her way to being Andrew's best friend.
The plot right. twist.
This is an interesting one here. Andrew has a decision. He now can only visit the Disney parks in one of 2 ways, and he must decide which. Is it 1, by himself alone always, or 2, always with a group of 10 people that has to do everything with him? If he doesn't have 9 other friends with him.
I'm already submitted.
9 already random submitted. People are assigned to follow Andrew and do every attraction, dining opportunity, and everything with him. So either alone or with a group of party of 10 on every load, every merge. Party of 10. Party of 10.
That's a lot. Party of 10. That's a lot.
Every dining reservation.
It's a lot to handle.
All right. The answers are in. Andrew, please give your answer and explain.
Party of 10.
Yeah.
I got 4 right here, you know?
That's what it. I wouldn't go every time with you, but I'd go a lot.
I would be completely opposite. I'll be honest with you. I'd be going alone. But I'd
I was gonna to say I'm with Corey. I think I'd be about going
it.
Alone.
See, but I think about it. It's like to never go with like Ansley or like never be able to go.
Never,
with y'all.
Never. You know anybody, what I mean? Ever.
Like I'd never be able to go with y'all. Like that would suck.
I like going with big groups.
I did. Well, I will say this: when you get like 10 people, it's hell. You get with six, and it's hey, hard to get everybody.
As long as Dakota's in our group and he's got the itinerary, I'm down.
I like Epcot with a big group. Epcot's fun with a big group, but any other park, I'm like, it's too much.
Yeah, getting sloshed by yourself.
There's just always one or two people that really bring it down.
Gary, I was serious about our Epcot drinking game.
Always, huh? There's always one or two? Every time.
Every time.
I know who that was in Disneyland. Corey Bendy.
Oh.
Sure. I'm kidding.
No, I mean, I kind of just threw myself under the bus there, didn't I?
Mister, I'm not going to watch this show with you. I'm going to go off by myself. We're never going to let you go.
Stupid cage train.
Cage train.
Oh, we got screwed with that.
All right. Next one here. Between these three characters that were completely selected at random and in no way have any sort of significance whatsoever, sure. Which one is Andrew's favorite? Ursula, Jack Sparrow, or Star-Lord?
I didn't even have to hear those answers. I texted it immediately.
All right. They're all the answers are in.
I probably got it wrong.
I texted the one I want to be right.
Yeah, I think we put the same thing then.
All the answers are in, Andrew.
Close tonight.
What's
close tonight?
I think, you know, there's only one way to actually answer this question. And that is with a little music.
You gonna put your jacket on?
We can't hear the music.
Yeah, the mics Dang don't it. Pick up the music well
that
at all.
Stinks. Can you Sing put it. Some music in, Corey?
Sing it.
I can't stop this feeling. Oh,
I did not guess that.
You got it wrong?
I thought Jack
we had Jared and Lindsay guess Jack.
No.
Oh, gosh. You picked the worst one, man.
No, I did not.
And Corey guessed Star-Lord.
Oh, Corey
was correct. But
I think I just forever hate Star-Lord after he almost lost the world.
Well, clearly you didn't watch Guardians of the Galaxy 3, where he really grows up, and that's just unfortunate.
Oh, gosh.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Growing up, you almost...
Yeah, well, you can blame the Russo brothers for that.
Peter Pan doesn't grow up.
You can blame the Russo brothers. If you listen to my
Oh, no, I'm not blaming anybody. I'm blaming him.
No, it was the Russo brothers' fault.
It was.
Oh my!
And James Gunn talks all about it.
It doesn't.
All of
us. No. It
how?
Happened,
how do you?
It happened.
How, but I'm saying, like, how? I just. It drives me up.
If
a wall.
It happened in the
how
movie,
do you know
the directors are the one who did it? No, it's happened. It's in the
no,
movie.
No, I get that.
What are we debating?
I just like
I'm
don't
lost.
Understand how
oh,
someone Star-Lord knows
is one of the worst Avengers of all time because
not an Avenger
they
for
had
one.
Thanos.
Oh no! That would be Captain Marvel. Thank you,
Star-Lord.
There it is.
I just like. How do you know what altruism means but not plucky? Like that's just the dumbest.
What are we?
That's just poor writing.
Were we anyway. Giving away two free tickets to the Marvels?
You could probably find.
Thanks for reminding us, Corey.
Unfortunately, on your way there will be a gang of crows.
That should be the punk two people that leave.
You guys are just taking your tickets away.
They took the ticket. Oh, all right. Well, good job, Corey.
All right. Well, attaboy, hey. Little update here. Jarrett's sitting in first at 14 points to be Andrew's best friend. Corey's at 13 points, and Lindsay is at 12 points.
Wow, this is good.
Anybody's game, and there's still a couple bonuses out
this is
there.
Good.
So,
doing better than I thought.
Next question. What is Andrew's favorite Disney resort pool?
Oh. Bonus.
Whoa, bonus.
Instinct.
Also, name my favorite resort.
Are is they, the pool at your favorite resort?
I cannot answer that.
I think I should know.
It might be
this.
Different. It might be different. It might That's be different.
Hey, good job. Good job, Andrew. I like that.
This is ridiculous.
Way to not give it away. We have one
like
submission.
Dang it.
We're waiting on two more submissions.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is ridiculous.
I'm going to go. Okay, hold on. It's auto. If you say
that dang clown pool at Boardwalk, I'm gonna come through this freaking.
Well, it's not the clown pool anymore.
Well, yeah, isn't it just a boring pool?
It's Mickey and Minnie.
I think I'm gonna get the. There's no way it's the other one.
Come on, Jared. We need it. We need it here.
There's no way it's the other one because it reeks.
Okay, the answers are in.
It reeks of fish. Andrew. 24/7.
I will say this. No, it is not the clown pool. No. However, the hotel of the clown pool is my favorite Disney resort, which is Boardwalk. But my favorite pool, Stormalong Bay.
Wait, I thought it had to match.
No, it didn't have to match.
No, I said it. You said, "Does it?" Gosh, damn it!
I would have put this. I would have put that same exact answer.
Oh well, you didn't. You put Stormalong Bay.
Can you mention where Stormalong is?
That was at Yacht and Beach. Yeah,
Corey, you got that right. Jarrett got that right.
I got Stormalong Bay, but I thought we had to pick yacht or beach. I knew it was Boardwalk.
No, didn't have to be.
That was lack of paying attention.
Lindsay guessed Polly for both. Corey guessed Polly as your favorite resort.
I don't know.
Fun fact, I have never been to the Polly pool.
Ooh, jeez, it's a good guy.
Does Polly have a pool? I don't think I've ever
been to the Polly pool. Kind of weak for the, but it's the quiet pool, though.
I love fantastic. Their pool.
The quiet pool is fantastic.
Honestly, no, I'll tell you this. My second favorite is either Riverside or
Move on.
Coronado. I love those.
Coronado Springs.
What about your third? What
all right, here we go. Third? Next question is, what was the last attraction, most recent attraction that Andrew rode?
Did you post about this, Andrew? Did you?
If you were his friend, you might have been talking to him recently.
Just hey, let you know, man, tonight I just had a great ride on Tron.
You might. Okay.
Can you at least tell us what park you were in?
Nope.
Can I eliminate one?
No. Yes.
Okay.
I won't.
Nope.
Eliminate one ride.
No. Yeah,
one,
okay. I'm saying eliminate a park.
Let's eliminate a ride.
Nope.
That's really going to help me here.
No. What was the last attraction that Andrew
Hey, can I at least rode? Know what time this happened?
No.
Of the day?
No.
That's
Corey,
a good point.
Submit
That's
your
key.
Answer or you forfeit.
That's key in this.
I need to know what time it is. I need to know.
No time is being given here.
I also want to know, did you ride the black monorail?
All right.
On your way there?
No. That would not be answered.
This is the dumbest question of all the questions.
This is the last attraction he rode.
What was the last attraction that Andrew was thinking about?
All right, all the answers are in. Andrew.
He was thinking about.
The other day.
Are you not his friend? He would have told you what he was thinking about last night.
It was Thursday.
Thursday? What time?
Last week. No, of 2 weeks ago. No. Last
stupid. Say week. Weeks. You haven't ridden an attraction in 2 weeks?
Say the park first, Thursday, so that way there's week. Some build-up.
Spoiled Disney.
At Disney's Hollywood Studios.
Damn. So dumb.
I'm
See,
out.
If you would have told me it was a two... Gosh.
I'm
Everybody
out.
Got it wrong already.
It yeah, was
dude,
Rise
there's like
150
the attractions.
Rise of the Resistance. You hear that everybody?
That was the most broad question of all time. That was you already answered Rise.
I want to know, what did y'all put?
You can't.
Corey guessed Dinosaur. Jarrett guessed Guardians. Lindsay guessed Space Mountain.
Oh my God, that question is wrong regardless, but none of you got it right anyway.
Oh
the last ride
gosh.
On the road was Flight of Passage.
Oh jeez!
Because as soon as he said animal or dinosaur,
man,
I forgot. I went to Animal
we
Kingdom.
Still couldn't get it out.
Yeah, I know. Still.
Oh goodness!
All
right,
it was Flight of Passage.
Hey, maybe next time. Maybe next time. All right. So yeah. Nobody got that one right. Next question here.
Damn.
Andrew has another dilemma on his hands. He must choose. Which will he choose? Will he choose to either never be able to stay in a Disney hotel twice, as in he stays, then it's X'd off. He can never stay there
okay.
again.
Okay.
Like or it. Only be able to stay in one Disney hotel forever.
Never stay.
How do I
in
answer
a hotel
that?
I don't know how to like. What do I
like? Never. Okay. Will Andrew never stay in the same hotel twice?
Okay.
Or stay in one hotel, Disney hotel forever. Only have
like,
one option
would,
of if I'm staying at a Disney room, I'm have to
twice
stay.
Or forever. Rather,
would, I'm saying, would I rather be able to go to every hotel or only stay at Boardwalk every time I like stayed?
All right, I'm just going to answer with that. There's only two responses here: twice or forever. That should be the answers.
Twice or forever are the answers. Sure.
Yeah. If we're name this game day.
Yeah, jeez.
Jared, that answer does not count.
I'm trying to explain.
You said what I texted. Jared, you can't text hotel twice, as in he'd rather stay at one forever. Like, it's so confusing.
That is both. No, okay. So, no, like,
that's what I'm saying. You said, would you rather not stay at a hotel twice? So I said the hotel twice. He doesn't want to stay.
Are you saying, do I want to stay at the same hotel forever?
And
then
I clarified and I said, what I meant basically is he'd rather stay at one forever.
Okay.
So my answer is he'd rather stay at one forever. He doesn't want to stay at.
All right. All the answers are in.
Thank you for reading.
It would be one forever. I will stay at the boardwalk till the day I die.
There we go.
All right. Corey was first. Jarrett second. Corey is up 1 point.
That's great. Right
now to be Andrew's.
Wait,
best
was my
friend.
Text not first?
Well, your clarification text came second, so I bumped
it. You restated. Okay. You restated the question, man.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever.
You restated
heard.
The answer as an answer, so I have to by default take twice. The second of the answers. That was restating
answer,
the original
question
answer.
Your question was so bad, I had to give two answers to explain.
I feel like
it.
That was a fun
and
question,
and then I'm getting penalized for that.
One of those dilemmas. Okay.
Next classic.
Next question. Classic. If y'all liked that one two questions ago, you're gonna love this one.
Jeez, yeah, I can't wait.
Andrew loves food. In fact, he ate at a Disney sit-down table service meal.
What item?
Maybe it was recently, maybe it wasn't, but where was Andrew's last table service meal at Disney property?
Jesus Christ.
It was Jenna's birthday.
Table service.
Yes. Table service, not quick service. We're talking butts in seats. Food consumed.
You don't put your butt in a seat at a quick service?
It was
in a park, with right?
It was August
a tip
15th
on the bill.
In the parks.
No. I will go ahead.
Disney property. Disney property. All right.
Hunter, my question is that's not real then.
That's
you said in the parks.
The
you said
okay,
you
okay,
said
okay.
You got
parks.
It. No, this is no, you
no,
got
I'm saying Corey.
He
said in the parks and I said no,
okay.
Because it's not.
Okay. I'm sorry, that was my fault.
In a resort? Or springs.
Resort, springs, parks, anywhere.
Don't start clarifying the exact location.
Corey,
because then we get to all change our answers.
Yeah. Corey, please submit your answer because I did say parks.
I'm right now.
I'm just glad I'm not the one getting upset.
Okay.
I know, I'm getting fired up now.
All right, Andrew, the answers are in. Please tell the story of your last Disney meal.
Jeez, here we go.
Dad decided on August 15th for Jenna's birthday we should go eat somewhere. It was around 7 o'clock and we were hungry.
I knew it.
So decided because it was the time and it was closest
to
my house.
Say I knew it at 7 o'clock.
Where were you? Where were you at 7 o'clock?
We went to a lovely little resort on the monorail loop. And you know what? We were
What resort? What resort?
Really hungry.
What resort?
So we went to the Contemporary Resort.
Come on. Come on.
And you know what?
There's where'd
two
you
options
eat?
There. But Jenna, for her birthday, really wanted to see someone.
No.
Damn. Damn it.
So we went to Chef Mickey's.
Oh, my God.
It really was.
Did
I'll
you
be honest.
Steakhouse?
It was the only
steakhouse.
It
was
the steakhouse.
Yeah, it was the only thing that was open like at that time.
Andrew, you're a tease.
That was
you were
funny.
So close.
Corey
really
guessed
easy, but you know,
rainforest cap. He just guessed rainforest, which honestly, I like the odds because by saying rainforest, there were two restaurants that covered. So he played the odds game.
That was well done, Corey.
It didn't work.
Can I say the one thing I know for sure about Corey is that he loves Rainforest Cafe.
Yeah,
this is true.
It's a problem. Yeah. It's a
and
problem.
He says Narcoosie's funny.
All right.
The password voice guy says the.
Gosh, dang it.
Gosh, we need a password.
All right. We've got. Yeah,
we do.
Hold on here. How many points do we have?
Writer Shrek just has to end. We'll be back.
It's done. I thought I heard.
Is it?
No.
I heard it's ending.
I got a text yesterday. It's ending.
Actually, you know what? Big time listener, big time fan of the podcast.
Yeah, we've got the inside
Coach
scoop here.
Bolton, aka
After he did his TikTok dance, he got notification that
All right, I just need you guys all to know that the Eagles won.
Oh, geez.
They did. And you know what? I am less upset because not everything hit.
All right. Well, we're going to keep going with the episode now before we start talking, get completely off track. We have three questions remaining. Okay. Currently in first place is Corey with 19 points, about to win, I think, his first game day ever on record.
Well, about to win, huh? So you already know the outcome?
In second place is Jared at 18, so it's only a one-point game. Lindsay went on a hot streak and then is either the first or not getting it right. She got four in a row right and then zeros everywhere else on the board. She's at 12.
Listen, I'm doing better than I thought.
So this is it. This is a good one. We've got two either ors and one could be anything on the last three. So here we go. This one, Andrew is given a choice. Very, very important choice. Time travel is involved. So he is given two options. He can either A, bring Mr. Walt Disney to the present to meet in person. In the flesh, Mr. Walt Disney. Or he could go back in time and be guest number one at Disneyland. Guest number one at Disneyland. Which will Andrew choose? Will he meet Walt or be guest number one at Disneyland? All the answers are in. Andrew?
You know, Hunter and I actually really did talk about this because I was asking stipulations. I was like, do I get the lifetime pass?
There we go.
And, you know, he said, yeah, you get the lifetime pass, but you'd have to jump, you know, back a little bit to like your grandfather's age. So you don't get any of the modern stuff. But honestly, like, I'm a big believer in classics and all of that. And there's just no way being able to go ride Horizons or something like that is worth the opportunity to meet Mr. Walt Disney himself. Take him, maybe grab him a scotch. We'll go smoke some cigars.
Yeah. Hang on, I couldn't agree more. Okay,
listen.
I'm bringing Walt.
This is stupid.
Let's go.
The question was, could you be the number one guest at Disneyland or meet Walt Disney himself?
He will not meet Walt Disney if he's
the number one. Do you need a reminder how crappy it was
BS at the park the day first one? Guest like did get to meet Walt.
Yeah, you would have been with Walt in the parks riding.
You would have met Walt automatically.
Oh my gosh.
Half the rides were shutting down. The asphalt was still soft concrete.
Probably.
Yeah, but you're the first guest to get a lifetime pass and you get to walk
those
in with Walt.
Y'all would... You can take this man to dinner in the future and tell him all of the things that his company has
you
done.
Didn't say that.
Yeah, and he can this be super pissed
no,
off
he said,
the entire
he said,
time at dinner because his company
and exactly,
it's expounding. It's expounding.
Exactly.
The thing is, only Jared got it right.
Did anybody get it right? Who got it right?
Jared got it right for 3 points. So
I would give that man.
I would rather chill with him and have a stogie.
You could have had the best with both.
I would have, let me tell you right now, I would bring him to the future. I'd tell him, dude, quit.
Now you're bringing him to the future?
No, that was in the question. It was in the question.
You need
He'd
to
say,
stop,
hey,
I'd say
stop smoking, Walt.
This is what's happened when you
I'd
die.
Be like, dude, you cannot get lung cancer. This is what's happening if you get lung cancer.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah,
all right.
No kidding.
Only two remaining here. This one, let's see if anybody gets it right.
Oh, God.
Andrew, his car, well, actually, you know, Ansley's car just broke down. Really unfortunate. Really unfortunate. So he's taking it to trade in. So he's given the choice of any Disney ride vehicle.
Oh, wow.
To replace his car. Which is he choosing?
Is it like attraction vehicles?
Any Disney ride vehicle? Yeah.
Oh my gosh!
Does it have to be road?
If you guess
any vehicle,
if you guess Peter Pan, he has to be attached to a track. It's like no, then the ship would fly.
Okay.
Like ship flies in the
so
attraction.
We're allowed to fly in this.
Yeah, like
in this scenario,
he's taking a method of transportation.
whatever the vehicle just, is.
Why can't you just stay grounded?
I know what I'm saying. What it could be, it could be. But I'm saying, like, if I picked Dumbo, for example, I can. It's a two-person car, and just, we can fly around. Whatever the capabilities in that story are.
I need to really think
all right,
about
well,
this.
Okay, all the answers are in. Andrew,
pick a normal ride vehicle.
Andrew, I think you picked a very practical option where you can fit a lot of your friends. Why don't you explain?
Well, you know, I'm a big fan of being able to haul everyone, and you're close. It doesn't hold that many, but, you know, I want to be able to move around. Like, I want to have a big,
it
like,
holds a lot of people.
I think I really want to have, like, a big cockpit, if you will. And I want to be able to spread right out.
This is so stupid.
And I want to be able to spread out.
You can't
and
do that.
The Millennium Falcon? With the big captain's chair. And so I think the only logical thing, because, Indiana you know, Jones. If I'm going to Disney with 10 people every time, I got to be able to fit at least 10.
People mover.
So I am going with the Star Speeder 1000 from Star Tours. And... Hunter, oh, do I have a bonus left? Do I have a bonus left? Do I have a bonus
sure,
left?
Sure, you have one bonus left. Nobody got that right.
All right. All right. Hang on. Here's your bonus. Do I prefer the old Star Tours or the new Star Tours? So do I prefer the C-3PO or do I prefer DJ Rex? Hunter, you have my answer.
How about we rephrase
this question
as in...
Uh-oh, I forgot that was different. I never
take Ansley's car out of this whole freaking equation and just say, if Andrew could pick any vehicle to have from a Disney resort, it would have been so much easier. Yeah, rather than me thinking I'm swapping out a car on a car lot.
Don't worry, Andy.
I mean, he wants to deal with having to park that in front of his house every day. That's Andrew's problem. I honestly thought he would pick, like, oh, well, give me the test track car because I can go 65 and I'll be fast. And then all of a sudden, Andrew goes, give me the T-1000 Star Speeder. And I'm like, well, you're going to be attached to hydraulics for the rest of your life.
That's like picking a minivan.
Pick a car from Radiator Springs. I mean,
I can go to space.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No scenario where you swap Ansley's busted down car or you go into space.
I can.
No, here's the thing is, hey,
Jared
honey,
guessed Guardians. Jared guessed Guardians. He thought he was going to be going through jump points.
Yeah, well, I figured
that's a good
better,
guess. That's a good guess.
Star Tours.
No, because like I want to be able to just like cruise in space. You know?
All right. So, Andrew,
got
Lightspeed
capabilities.
Newer, old Star Tours, Andrew.
Old.
Yeah.
Oh, I got that
old's
one.
Old's good. Old's
so everybody
good.
Got points. All right. Now it's not as bad of a question.
Although I do like that DJ Rex is bopping now. DJ Rex is my boy now.
Yeah, Jarrett got that right before Corey, unfortunately. So
what? No.
Yes.
Does that mean it's tied?
He did. That
no,
means
I'm in the
Jarrett
lead
has 23. Corey has 20.
Yes.
Lindsay has 15. So Jarrett has to get this one wrong.
I
Corey
did
has
get
to get
that
this one right first.
Lindsay, you need to just
so
submit
Corey,
the right answer.
You can.
I did submit the right answer.
Corey, you can talk to Lindsay now and ask her to not submit any answer because she's just playing spoiler here if you convince her.
No, Lindsay's. This is for respect, wait, Lindsay.
If
this
I don't
respect.
Answer, am I helping Corey?
You are helping Corey.
Okay,
yes.
That's fine.
What the hell?
Corey never won.
So.
I
and it's only fitting we have an either or here.
This is ridiculous.
Okay. So, Andrew has another choice ahead of him. It's a choice of sustenance on Disney property. And this choice rests in, is he either only able to get beverages on Disney property or food? On Disney property for the rest of his life.
I might
whichever one you don't pick, he can never obtain at the parks for the rest of his life.
You worded that very well, by the way, Hunter.
Oh, thank you.
Except for
that was very nice of you.
Except for using the word sustenance, as if everybody knows what the word sustenance is.
Everybody knows what sustenance
someone
is.
Someone spells sustenance.
Okay,
yeah,
I just got Corey.
Yeah,
what's going
hold
on?
Hold on. Jarrett needs to answer.
Yeah,
there.
Wires
he's waiting for hints. Jarrett's waiting for hints. Jarrett, answer the question now.
It's very, what's it called right now?
Well, here's the thing. Even if so many options first, Jared, if I get it right, I win. So I'm trying.
If you get it right, you win. But you can't sit around and wait for hints. Answer the question now.
F it.
All right.
I got it wrong.
What is the answer, Andrew?
Well, I can always get food anywhere. There's tons of places in Orlando around. So, but Disney makes a mean drink.
That is such garbage.
Corey got it right. Jared got it wrong.
You're out of your mind. I love to drink.
Corey and Jared are tied.
You can make drinks so easy. I can't make
23
foods that they make.
Which no, but I'm saying like
your excuse is there's food everywhere. You go to
okay. Let's
get a drink anywhere.
Let's remember
that's the stupidest thing.
On the topic,
I really want a Coca-Cola from
on the topic. Have fun at Magic Kingdom. Not getting anything. How would you not go with Andrew and alcoholic drinks?
Because I thought he was smart enough to realize you can go home and make a rum and coke.
I also thought he was smart enough by being the number one fan at Disneyland. He would meet Walt Disney at the same time.
I mean, he can't even get a cup of ice water.
It's very easy if you have the ingredients to make those drinks. If I have the ingredients to make a 5-star nice restaurant, I can't make that because they just are that.
The thing is, like, I really don't ever eat in the parks unless
okay. Enjoy Magic Kingdom, bro. You got nothing.
I can get drinks. I can get like water. I can get Coke.
He can get Bloody Marys.
I can get Starbucks
in the restaurants.
I'm saying like I can get
alcohol in. You can't.
I don't need to. I don't need to buy a like a. An actual drink every time. But, like, I get hot and I want
look
water.
At see lack of food you're slowing down dude lack of food you're slowing down
actual drink every
you don't have a lot of cows in there you got that's what happens
you just broke up on us Andrew yeah. But Andrew Jesus. So here's our dilemma here
it's
between best. Corey and Jarrett as your best friend you can either send me another question. Or you can pick of the two of them which one you like better.
What would you like? Another to do? Question.
Okay.
Let me think the about worst. This one for a second.
Oh, good. I have the choice. All right, I'll go Corey.
I just wanted to leave that
Jared,
option out.
Jared, I just use you to move all your couches and TVs and cabinets and everything that's heavy while I sit at wall or sit at the. Tire store.
Hey, you listen, know what? I will say this. Jarrett has done more for me than Corey has, but yeah. I've done more for Corey than I've done for Jarrett.
I don't live.
What have you done for Corey?
I drove 17 and a half hours to go to his wedding.
True. But here's the thing. I don't
wait,
live
so
there.
That
if
means
I live
you're
there,
choosing him over me.
No, I'm not choosing. I'm asking a question because I like when these things go on.
I'm not 15 minutes away from you. If I was, I would be able to do a lot for you.
Corey, you live an hour from Hunter. How many times have you seen Hunter?
He never comes
first
to see
of all,
me.
Exactly.
I see. Hunter's
exactly.
Just never
He's
there.
You, Andrew.
I am
Corey
always
doesn't see
here.
Anybody of his friends there. Hunter lives an hour away.
No,
and he has seen
an
Hunter
half.
Maybe
like
once.
An hour and a half, but still.
Yeah. I've seen Hunter's house. I've smelled his smell.
Yeah, he's come in
You've
at 10 p.m. at night and
airport.
Left at 3 in the morning to go to the airport.
Corey, was it ever just because you wanted to see Hunter, or was it always an airport situation?
I really enjoy Hunter's house. Hunter's yeah. house is a very wonderful.
I think he just likes taking showers in my shower.
Yeah, you
honest.
Do.
It's
That's
a very
weird.
Phenomenal
That's a weird
shower
situation.
It's minus the fact of the glass.
I'm just
glass
saying, don't listen to that.
Andrew. Body wash bottles are dangerous.
You'd be very careful with those. Andrew, need the question from you.
I'm doing it now.
All right.
I kind of want to just get it question. Wrong on purpose so you can just have Corey who just will treat you wrong. While me, who's
I
been
mean, after
you move,
all of that, after all
you
of
know
that,
what, Jared?
Ended
at
in
least
a
you
perfect
had
tie.
Right?
We go to dance hall nights together. Start. We go to dance hall, have a good time. But no.
You know what? But here's the thing is I'm a little more disappointed in the fact that you got more things wrong, and I do see you as much.
You
as
know
I
why though? Because
yeah,
look,
Corey
look
did only
one.
Have
I
four incorrect answers.
I see you, and I think you're smart, but you're apparently not. Food was the much better option.
Do you not remember the like the 20-minute argument we had in the cabins about you talking about Mace Windu? We just disagree.
I don't. I was very intoxicated.
Here we go. Here we go. The ultimate question to find out who is Andrew's best friend. From Mr. Andrew himself. I came up with all the other questions. This is the only one Andrew's
come up with.
Is this
a speed thing too?
It is also, if you both get the right answer, it's whoever sent it first. So, where did Andrew take Ansley for their first date.
It is on Disney property.
Oh, God.
So, no, I'm saying, so, like, I mean, it's a Disney question.
In the Carolinas. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, she's in not Georgia. From the Carolinas.
I definitely got this wrong.
Where?
You know what? I'll give both of you a hint. So,
no, No hints.
All right, fine.
Because I don't think
if they both get it wrong, I will give them a hint and see if they can get it from there.
What is wrong?
Like, if they say the correct location, sure. If one of them says the correct location and the little added thing, then that person wins.
Okay. So why don't y'all, I have the order in which you answered. Why don't y'all just tell us what you answered?
Wait, what?
Jared?
Corey? Give us
like, I have to text you?
Or Andrew, go ahead and tell the story then.
The question was,
I knew the question.
Where did Ansley and I go for our first date? All right.
Wait, break it down like general and slowly start to break it down. So I want it to start so I know when I'm eliminated for getting
all right. It was November.
Oh gosh.
Gosh, that probably does it.
It's a horrible month when I was thinking. Horrible month.
It was November. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we had started kind of like messaging stuff because like I was doing Vanity Ball in Halloween Horror Nights, and I'd always want to see her. And at one night, she actually avoided me. And I didn't learn this till like 6 months after we started dating, which is ridiculous, but that's his own thing. Most people know the story. If you listen to our Valentine's Day episode with the couples, was that Valentine's Day 2, I want to say?
Yes. Yeah, after Dusty's Valentine's Day.
Yes. Valentine's Day 2, Ansley was on. We talked about our first date a little bit. And I would consider this our first date. This is our first date.
Does she consider your first date different?
Well, here's the thing.
Oh, controversy.
Here we go.
No, it's not. Like,
it wasn't a date per Ansley. Oh, no.
Well, no. Here's the thing is originally it wasn't a date per me. And she, like, we say, oh, this is like the first time we hang out. But like now that we've been together as long as we're engaged, this is our first date. I did the soft launch. I was ready to go because I was just letting everybody know, hey, I'm not with my ex. Like, I am good.
Oh.
Like, life is good.
Oh, we gosh.
Went. It was November. So the Christmas stuff is out.
Oh, now,
we started
no.
dating in 2019. And in 2019, obviously,
you're
this
really
is
getting
COVID.
General here.
There's no way mine hit just from hearing this.
So we met at work. She had just finished in Galaxy's Edge. And I said, hey, let's go to Springs.
Okay, and I'm in. I'm still in. Corey, are you in?
Corey, what'd you guess? You're muted.
Oh, yeah. Cool story, bro.
Mexico, Epcot.
Oh.
No, because Ansley was 20 at the time.
I should have been more general with my answer.
Yeah, so so we go to Springs, and I was like, hey, like, you know, let's go here, blah, blah, blah. So we went to the Christmas tree trail. We walked around Springs. We did all that.
Uh-huh.
I can neither confirm nor deny whether or not I said, hey, you want a drink? And I bought her a Schafferhofer, only to find out that she was 20 at the time. But I can neither confirm nor deny that.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Let's deny it. Let's deny it.
I would never
deny
it. I would never
deny
it. Full denial.
Never do that. I got a drink. She just walked around with her Sprite, her orange Sprite.
Oh,
from Germany.
Sprite.
Her grapefruit Sprite from Germany.
Orange Crush.
Yeah. And then we actually went into the NBA experience, and like we just did the whole loop. We just had a good time, and like we did the NBA experience, and you know, had a little good night.
I never would have.
Did you do anything else?
I mean,
no.
When we got home, she sat there and she goes, "Hey, I felt like you were a little standoffish," and I go, "What?" And she said,
in a standoffish way, I said, what?
She goes, well, like, I kind of wanted you to like hold my hand or kiss me, and you like you didn't. And I go, as we were leaving studios, you were talking about how you were hanging out with like one of your guy friends and was like, hey, like, don't touch me. And I took that as like, hey, yeah, don't touch me. Like it was like a sign, like a little like drop.
Oh,
so I didn't. And then, you know, obviously the rest is history, because after that first date, I had her. I was locked in.
So here's what happened.
Christmas trail NBA experience.
No. Here's what happened. Split spills. Here's what happened. And I have a way of determining a winner.
This is
the way. Jarrett said AMC, Disney Springs. Corey said Mexico. So, Andrew, I am deciding how this game's going to end.
Hold up.
What?
Go back to the Valentine's Day episode featuring Ansley and Andrew. And Dusty point blank asks them.
Did you just listen back to this?
No, maybe.
Yes, he did.
Date spot. Maybe Epcot. Maybe Mexico. Maybe a couple margaritas.
Yeah, not first date.
No, that was date spot.
There's a whole different experience.
But this goes into this. This is deciding the winner here, because I feel like this is only fair. So y'all both locked in your date spots. AMC, Mexico Pavilion. Andrew, did you and Ansley go together to either AMC at Disney Springs or the Mexico Pavilion first?
Oh my gosh.
Oh jeez.
And that will decide.
Get her in this conversation.
Well, bring Ansley in.
Ansley,
nobody says anything. Ansley will decide the winner of the game day.
Okay, so we have to take a brief pause because Ansley is currently asleep, so I'm gonna go wake her up.
Oh my god, don't do that. Do it.
Game days.
You're gonna upset her.
Serious.
This has to stay in the pod.
Wait. Oh, here she comes.
Hello. What am I doing here?
Is that your Ansley impression?
No, sleepy Ansley.
What am I?
That wasn't actually Ansley.
I don't think she listens.
Oh, she's gonna be so mad.
Why?
Hold on.
She's asleep. I'll go wake her up.
Place to themselves, and he's already just That's waking her up idea. While she's sleeping.
Buddy's about to not be engaged.
Hey, babe. Get up out of bed real quick. Hunter's got a question for you.
Come be on the podcast.
Just it's computer right standing, in her face.
Standing over top of her.
It all comes down to Jarrett and Corey. You're three favorite people.
It was a massive battle. They're both tied at 23 points. We have to decide.
I already know the answer.
She wouldn't get up for you, would she?
No, she would not. But the thing is, like, I woke her up. So I woke her up and she got mad.
No, she got mad.
She's like, she literally goes, Andrew, I have like drool. I was sleeping so good.
Oh, no.
And I go, did we go to AMC or did we go to Mexico first?
Just spread white.
And like, get a drink. And she said, she was like, I don't know. And it clicked.
Of course she said
it clicked. It clicked because I remember the first movie we went and saw.
You better
I
have a
remember the first game. Time we went. The first movie we went to see. So we went, I will say this.
My gosh, this is so painful.
We didn't go to the happened. We went to the Mexico Pavilion on my birthday.
Oh.
Who knows? That's what that should have been my question. What's my damn birthday? Do either of you know my birthday?
That's not the question. Keep going.
No, I need to know. Where is my birthday?
Stop going through all these. You're jumping ship on all these stories.
No, because this has to go. We're so close to the end. This has to go. This is part of it. Who knows my birthday?
January 27th, man. It's my favorite number.
Who looked it up? I just want to know who looked it up quicker.
It's January 27th.
I said it first. I said it first.
All right. That was the first time.
What year, Jarrett?
Well, it was just his golden birthday, so.
And I turned how old?
96, you know.
27?
Yeah.
Yeah, you almost said 24.
Because it's, it's 2727.
Yeah.
That's the golden birthday.
All right, anyway, that's a real.
Right.
I was there.
You were there.
So you said Ansley.
Anyway, that was Andrew's the first hometown. Time. That was the first time Ansley and I went to Mexico.
On your birthday.
On my birthday, the first movie we ever saw in theaters was with her family, and it was Frozen 2.
When did that release?
What came first, man?
I don't want to look it up. And you tell me the answer.
Did you see it on opening weekend or did you see it after it had been in theaters for 2 months?
I would say it was opening week.
I don't understand. Did you pregame before the movie? Because that would mean
November 22nd, 2019 is when Frozen 2 came out.
We went on Thanksgiving.
So you went to AMC
of 2019 and we went to AMC first.
So let's go.
All right, Jared's the winner.
Where did Andrew go to high school, Jared? Let's go.
Are you like on my Facebook right now? Facebook.
Okay. Wow.
Where was
Andrew? I would like to formally apologize to Ansley on the podcast. Ansley, if you're listening, we are so sorry. We told Andrew not to do it.
Oh
no, Jared told him to do it. I told him not to.
That's terrible.
I did not tell him to. I encouraged.
Okay,
him.
Rewind this back, Corey. When you're editing, Jared definitely said to do it.
No, Andrew said I'm going to do it, and I said yes, go do it. So I encouraged it. I did not tell him.
Yeah, you just said yes, go do it.
But let it be known that the number one date spot that the two of them would love to go to is Epcot, Mexico for margaritas.
That's changed now.
Oh, what's up, Corey?
Oh, it's actually really funny.
Like, Come see us next Valentine's Day where we'll explore Andrew's new favorite date spot. That's been game day. Thank you for playing, everyone.
Wow.
Jared is Andrew's new best.
I finally game day winner, baby.
It's fine. He's low.
Lindsay, welcome to Hunter Game Days. Where
I knew I was going to lose the first game.
Always chaos.
Yeah, but that was
you know
rough.
What's funny? Tony,
that was fun. That was fun for me.
Tony texted me and asked how it was going. And I said, oh, well, of course I'm losing. And he said, oh, it's okay. Take it as an opportunity to get to know Andrew better.
Oh, so that's so nice.
And I'm like,
that's
I can't handle your positive attitude.
I'm not used to that with Tony.
Tony Foster.
No, my last Tony experience your text when Philadelphia beat the Vikings and I was kind of drunk and you guys were talking crap and I just, I just got in like an argument, but I don't even know. I was just pissed. But tell Tony I love him.
You weren't arguing with him.
I think we were talking, such a good dude. You're talking some crap. Guys,
where are we going here?
Random number.
What?
I like this. They do it on a podcast. Let's do. If you get it right, random number generator, you get a $20 gift card. Disney, go. Pick a number.
What?
72.
I'm going to say 27.
Son
of a gun. I will go.
Wait, 72, 27. What's just because the 27th?
Oh, maybe that's why? I'm going to go. I'll
that's
go
weird.
What lucky number?
41.
Four. Mm.
4, 41, 27, 72. I'm going to do it on the fifth time, fifth click. Ready? What? 1, 2, 3, 4. Here we go. 64.
Damn.
Nobody
saw
that.
I should have guessed. I didn't even guess one. That sucks. But no, thank you, Hunter. Great game day. Andrew, I feel like everybody has gotten to learn all about you. Listen, last week, everybody got to learn all about Nick. Now they're learning all about Andrew. Like, this is great. People are...
I love talking about myself.
Oh, we know. But no, thank you to everyone who's here. Thank you, Lindsay, Corey, Hunter, Andrew. Thank you again to the listeners. Hope you enjoyed this Hunter Game Day. And I'm just stoked I won. I'm going to go celebrate. But thank you to our Happiest Army on Patreon. Love y'all. Thank you for your support financially. And just all the fun that we have. I'm super excited for this Sunday morning. If for any of you that are joining, we're going to have a really good time watching that football game. But remember, ladies and gentlemen, this is not goodbye. This is see you real soon. So we will talk to y'all later. Please stay safe out there. Have a magical week. And ta-ta for now from the champ. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Last Bye-bye. Night, Andrew had a dream about a certain character in a park.
Yeah.
Who was it and where was it?
Yeah. 4.5 years ago, I tripped on a sidewalk at what resort?
They weren't that specific.
And it hit my toe and it hurt.
When Andrew went to the parks at 4 years old, he had a picture in front of what? Attraction. There was a times. Man behind Andrew in the picture. Far
what
away.
What color hat was he wearing?
I want the what's my birthday for the
it was an Ole Miss hat and he had a corn dog.
Or was it a pickle? We'll never know.
When Andrew's on the monorail outside the right window, his favorite thing to look at for 23 seconds is...
My gosh.
When the weather is 67.2 degrees, what is Andrew's favorite indoor attraction?
Oh my God.
Andrew's always had
crying from laughter.
Andrew's always had the dream of going on Discovery Island with what animated Disney character by his side?
That's a good one. I should have used that one.
How many rides are there at Disney World? There are a total of 173 rides. We had to guess.
If you knew him, you might have had a conversation with him about what he wrote last.
Which
you never
ride?
Know.
I thought Epcot for some reason. I thought you went to Epcot last, so that was my guess. But
oh, all right.
Anyways, that was fun.
Avita's in.
Are we still recording?
It's been fun, y'all. It's been fun.